The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. To the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hello there. Albin, I don't know if you realize it, but we're on the air.
I'm sorry. We're on the air.
We're in the... Now, if people can watch us, we're in the fancy TBN studios downtown on 15th Street. If you can't see us, I just made that up. In this hour,
yes,
we're talking to somebody who's become a friend of mine. You've heard of Soupy Sales, haven't you?
I have. Yes, I have.
Well, we don't have him because he's not a friend of mine, but he's deceased. But we have Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, he's a pillow inventor. He's a towel inventor.
Right.
And today he's going to talk again about this new social media platform that he has created called Frank.
Yeah.
Because it's about Frankfurters, hot dogs, Coney Island
yes.
Reds. I think that's why it's called Frank. Do you know why it's called Frank?
I think it's because of Frank's speech.
Oh, that's what it is. The website is frankspeech.com. People are having trouble signing up, so I'm not sure what to say. But go to frankspeech.com, and it's going to launch tomorrow. I guess that's the pre-launch.
Yes.
And then it's going to launch on Monday.
Yep. With anyway, confetti, balloons, free...
All kinds of giveaways.
Free chocolate.
Frisbees and things.
Unbelievable.
There's going to be face painting.
Yep.
Come on down. So we've got Mike Lindell in this hour. In hour two, we have Bob Woodson. Bob Woodson is a hero. He's a civil rights hero. He's been in the civil rights world since the 60s. He's experienced... he was in the South during Jim Crow, and he's just a wonderful voice today, speaking common sense and truth into a divided country. We should also say we've got coming up on the program, I think tomorrow, Lou Dobbs.
Yes, we're trying to get Lou Dobbs for tomorrow.
Big guy.
Yep.
Well, because my father, who's going to be, he'll be 94 in 2 months. My father keeps saying to me, Eric, have you heard something from the Lou Dobbs? He says, the Lou Dobbs. And I said, Dad, I haven't heard anything about Lou Dobbs. Yeah. So finally, we're having Lou Dobbs on the program to get my father off my back. Because my father, now that's him on the cover of my book, Fish Out of Water. He wants to know, he loves Lou Dobbs. But everybody loves Lou Dobbs. I mean, I love Lou Dobbs, right?
Lou's
really
amazing, yeah.
So he's going to be on the program tomorrow. And my father's finally going to get his answer on what happened to the Lou Dobbs. And... Actually, I don't know if he says the Lou Dobbs, but he used to say the Yale.
the Yale.
We also have to mention we have a new spot. You know, we always tell people go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com and use the code Eric.
Yes.
This is not a joke. My buddy, Chris Coughlin, who lives up in Boston, texted me yesterday morning that Jimmy Kimmel was making fun of Mike Lindell and my store, and he was making fun of my book, the Caveman Books, Donald the Caveman Books.
Yeah.
I thought, I've hit it. I've been on Jimmy Kimmel. And I got to tell you, I don't really like his, it's very negative. It's kind of nasty toward Mike Lindell, who's now a friend. He's a wonderful guy.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess that's a long way of saying that that the mainstream, they take notice of what's going on with folks like Mike Lindell. At mystore.com, my Donald the Caveman books are available. They're practically free. I'm not kidding. They're priced as low as we could possibly make them.
Yeah, as long as you use the code Eric.
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
That's the idea.
So we're also going to have Milo Yiannopoulos on the program.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, get ready.
Milo Yiannopoulos is going to be on this program.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to try to get him to be serious because he's a constant joker like you. And you can never get him to be serious. But I want to get him to be serious because he has vowed celibacy. This is not a joke.
Celibacy. I'm glad you mentioned that, though, because I was a constant joker, and that's why I never got to a second date with almost every woman I ever went out with.
That's right.
Except for Anne.
Because most of them find it annoying.
It is.
But funnily enough, you had a woman who is, you found a woman willing to overlook that, and she's regretted it ever since. And God bless her. Pray for Anne.
Yeah, please.
What else do we have to mention before we go to our fancy guest?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen, by the way, people need to sign up for your newsletter, because if they don't, you're sending it out a little more frequently because there's just too much stuff happening.
Right? And I have friends, right?
Yeah.
Like good friends. I'm not going to mention their names, Mono and Camille, but they basically say, like, so where can I find that video? And I thought, you know, et tu, Mono, Camille, like you, and they say, oh, no, we get your newsletter. I was like, well, you got to open the newsletter and all the videos are there. All these videos, you don't have to go looking at Rumble. You don't have to go looking at YouTube. You don't have to. All you do is get our newsletter, click it open and see if there's anything you like. And if there's not, delete it. But we are putting all these videos on our newsletter. You have to go to ericmetaxas.com. You have to sign up for the newsletter. And if you can't sign up, just send us an email where it says contact and we will sign you up. But I want
to get more people involved. Yeah, and if you use the code ERIC for the newsletter, you get it double free. And by the way, using that code on Nutramedics will also get you a great discount.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about
it? I do. Nutramedics is our new sponsor. Hmm. And they're amazing. You have to use the code ERIC for Nutramedics also. But I actually brought their catalog with me today. Well, no, I'll tell you why.
Beautiful.
Because the reason I'm so excited about them and the reason I'm talking about them is that pretty much everyone I know uses supplements, vitamin D, whatever. I mean, if you care about your immune system, you got to use vitamin D. But they've got all kinds of stuff that I use. And I'm thinking, instead of going to another company, why wouldn't I buy all the stuff that I already use, you know, from this, whether it's melatonin, you know, everything that they have in here? Why wouldn't I use them? Because, are you ready for the punchline? Nutramedics gives 50% of their profits to charities that we would approve of and to missions.
Wow.
Because the guy who found, we're going to get him on the program, but the guy who founded this, he was a missionary pilot for years. So these people are really dedicated to some of the things that we're dedicated to. And I just hit it off with them. And then I thought, all this stuff, resveratrol, all this stuff that I'm already taking, stevia, which is what do you call it?
Is that sugar?
Stevia is
supplement, I think. Right?
Can you believe it? Like, what did I not take?
Take anything. You just say whatever it is.
No, stevia is a sweetener. That's literally the term that neither you or I could come up with.
No, sweetener. Okay.
It's the sort of a term that even a 4-year-old could come up with. So somebody get me a 4-year-old because we need them.
Yeah.
But anyway, Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC. Nutramedics is NutraMedix. Nutramedics.com.
And by the way, Jimmy Kimmel, if you use those products, please use the code ERIC.
Please use the code ERIC, Jimmy.
Yeah.
All right. I use your code.
Yeah.
When I'm getting weed. Just kidding.
Will you stop it?
Well, no. Actually, in all seriousness, this is a... It's a great company, and we're going to have the founder on to talk about it because I want him to tell everything that he told me. I thought this is exciting to have a new sponsor that you really believe in. Use the code ERIC, and I bet you that you're already – not only are you already buying this stuff from somebody else,
right?
But if you're not, everybody should be taking – 5,000 units of vitamin D a day.
That's
like
right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. And they...
They pair it with
vitamin K, and they explained
that
you don't want to take too much vitamin D without vitamin K. There's a reason for that. It's in one pill. I sound like a non-expert. Okay.
Nutramedics.com. Go there.
Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC. And I should say...
One more thing.
One more thing. If you go to our website, which is the radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, do we have a link for Salem Now there?
Well, there's a link to the church people or one of the current movies at Salem Now.
At SalemNow.com. That's at our radio website, which is MetaxasTalk.com.
Great
but
movies.
Also, I want to say there's an election integrity banner.
Oh, that's right.
Georgia, there's a petition to sign to support the election integrity bill in Georgia.
Yes.
Folks, we got to get busy. Please go to our website.
Top of the website.
MetaxasTalk.com and tell all your friends to sign the petition. It's right there. All right, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Mike Lindell. It's going to get crazy. Ooh. You thought this was crazy? We'll be right back talking to Mike Lindell in hour two. My hero, Bob Woodson. This is the Erk Metaxas Show. Folks, how many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year, and I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Hey folks, Erk Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Erik. That's squadpod.com/Erik. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Erik. Check it out. Hey there, folks. I get to talk to my friend Mike Lindell, so I'm just going to throw it right to him. Mike Lindell, welcome to this program.
Well, thanks for having me on, Erik.
Mike, this is exciting. You are launching frankspeech.com, a new social media platform where people will have actual free speech. People have been making fun of this, which is how you know you're over the target. People like Jimmy Kimmel have been triggered. They're scared. They're scared because they're not going to be able to take the Lord's name in vain on this new frankspeech.com.
Right.
I love it. This is so great. Okay, so if people who are interested, they've not heard us talk about this before. How do people sign up? Like, where are we? Today is what? Thursday? Today's Thursday? Tuesday?
Right.
Thursday. Today's Thursday. Okay, right. So this launch is like tomorrow is the pre-launch. Tell us. Go ahead.
Yeah. So today, by 4 midnight, everybody go to frankspeech.com, get your VIP pass, because at some point tomorrow, you'll be able to have free access to the all through the weekend, exclusive access. Of course, it's all going to be free, but you're going to have exclusive access to the site all the way to Monday morning, and on Monday morning at 9 a.m. And by the way, you can sign up all weekend, but you won't be able to get into the site. So we want people to get free access tonight if they sign up before midnight tonight. But on Monday morning at 9 a.m., we are launching a 48-hour, we're calling it a Frankathon. And we're going to have guests on, like, and all through the 48 hours. But here's the 9 a.m. between 9 a.m. and 10 after 9. This is Central Time. We are going to make one of the biggest announcements ever made. It's going to be so awesome, and I can't even say the guests coming on after that because it kind of ties in with that announcement. And we're going to have that. Then we're going to have a ticker tape. just like the
You don't mean a ticker tape. You mean a tote board.
Oh, a tote board. Okay.
I get to help Mike Lindell. I get to correct my buddy, Mike. You want it? Yeah, because I know what you say ticker tape. You mean a tote board. Yeah. And you're going to say, let's go to the tote board. And there's going to be a timpani drum roll. And then we're going to see many people have signed up on the new platform called Frank. I love this.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the first day is all going to be talking about what's happened in our country with our First Amendment rights. All these influencers got taken off YouTube and afraid to talk out and use free speech. This is about all the suppression of our media, of our influencers. If you say the wrong thing, you lose your Vimeo and your YouTube and all these platforms. So that day, it's going to be focused on that. The next day, on Tuesday, we're launching the movie Absolute Interference, and we're going to have announcements there you've never seen, or actually evidence there you've never seen before. We're going to show all the Democrats that were in this movie. There's going to be a lot of them in there showing that they fear these machines, that you can't have elections with these machines. And just this morning, as everyone's seen, Schiff was on TV, and all they were talking about was our biggest threat is China cyberly attacking us. Well, it's too late, guys. They already did, you know.
Well, so you've talked about this, Mike, in the previous documentaries that you made, and people can find these all at MikeLindellTV.com, correct?
No, LindellTV.com.
LindellTV.com. Because I just find this fascinating. People, their strategy is just to ignore it. In other words, they can't really refute anything, so they just ignore it. But millions of people have watched it. It's not a Democrat-Republican thing. I want to be really clear. Anybody who sees the film Kill Chain, you mentioned that to me. Mm-hmm. It's HBO made a documentary a couple of years ago featuring Democrats and Republicans, but mostly Democrats. And they talk about everything that you talk about in your documentaries. But people aren't talking about HBO's Kill Chain because it kind of changes the narrative. It shows that everybody's afraid of all these machines, not just Dominion. All the different machines are hackable. Anyway, all right.
Right. Well, that's exactly right, Eric. And here, what we're showing, this attack, that's why I'm not letting this go. Of course, in the future, we can't ever have machines again. That's a given. But we have what happened in this crime against humanity that happened on November 3rd in the 2020 election, what happened there and happened all across our country. The whole world is watching. And this affects everyone, whether it's a Democrat or Republican. This was an attack by China. We're going to show this in Absolute Interference. We have proof. We have a big surprise. We're going to have a guy on there. His identity is going to be hidden. But he's another third-party cyber expert. I had validate this evidence. Had nothing to do with the finding of it, revealing it. But he validated everything. And he's going to go line by line and show us that just 19 of these attacks from China flipped five states: Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin. All five got flipped just by those 19. And he's got cyber footprints in there. This is so amazing that these timestamps that he validated, it's a third party now. He said these could only come from a certain computer, which was a mega spyware computer, on election on that day, whatever that timestamp is. And you would not have known that, the amount of flip, until November 20th. You couldn't have known it then. So it's if you're in a court of law, which is what we're basically, this is what we're going to do over the next 4 or 5 weeks, and we want everybody to do, as we dump all this evidence, you spread it far and wide, so that whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. There's a poll that just came out. Over 30% of the Democrats and over 75% of Republicans and 51% of the independents already believe that this election was a farce, that it was a cyber attack.
I want to throw in a bipartisan comment, because when I watched Kill Chain, what amazed me was we knew in this last election that Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is a dirty player, and his Secretary of State, I forget the name, but The fact is, this is not a Republican versus Democrat thing. This is about integrity. This is about one vote, vote counting. And they make the point in the HBO film Kill Chain that it looks very much like Brian Kemp stole the governorship from Stacey Abrams. Now, I'm not a fan of Stacey Abrams, but the point is, in America, the idea that anyone would do anything like that, and it's very similar to what we saw in the 2020 election, but it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody who thinks Stacey Abrams should be governor, you should care about voter integrity. You should care, was it possible that Brian Kemp worked with the machine owners? This is pre-Dominion. This is another manufacturer of machines steal the vote from Stacey Abrams. Now, if you're the kind of person that says, oh, I'm glad they stole it from Stacey Abrams, you're a bum. You're just as bad as anybody if you don't care about election integrity. I don't buy that, folks. You have to care one way or the other. Either we all play by the rules and you believe in playing by the rules, or you're already working on the other side. And China, by the way, I would even argue, Mike, that China doesn't care so much who won the presidential election. Just like Russia, their larger concern is to destabilize our democracy, to inject confusion into our elections so that everyone ceases to believe in the institution of voting. And once China has done that, once they've destabilized us, which they've clearly done, we're in utter chaos and division right now, they've already succeeded.
Right. You're 100% right, Eric. This isn't about whether you're a Democrat or Republican. This is all people. And I've said that since I first got a hold of this first piece of evidence on January 9th. And for me, it's everyone goes, well, Mike, why don't you just let it go? You can't. It's for all people. This is Democrat, Republican,
the whole world is looking at. Forgive me, Mike. We're going to go to a break. Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. We've got him for the hour. It's exciting. He's launching frankspeech.com. Please check it out. We'll be right back with Mike Lindell. Folks, you know Mike Lindell is the main sponsor of this program, MikePillow.com. But we have a new sponsor, and I'm excited, actually, about this sponsor. We'll be talking about them more in the weeks ahead. But they're called Nutramedics. That's M-E-D-I-X, Nutramedics. They are a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993, and they're now available to us. I have begun to take them. Everything you take, they make. So why would you go with anybody else when Nutramedics, are you ready for this? They give more than 50% of all their profits to missions and to charities. It's unbelievable. So if you have a choice, where do I get my vitamin D? Where do I get Nutramedics.com? If you use the code Eric, I think it's Eric10. Whatever it is that you buy, zinc, magnesium, all the stuff, and I'll tell you about it at another time. But Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric10, Eric10. Hey folks, you certainly heard me talk about MyPillow and how their products have literally changed my life. Now, have you tried the pillow? They don't go flat. You can wash them, dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in the USA, and for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. It's originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square, and use promo code Eric. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Folks, you know I use these products, and they're fantastic. Call 800-978-3057 and use promo code Eric, or call 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric.
What is the worth of a soul to Christ? Is it the same now as it was 2,000 years ago? In Pillars of Barabbas, author M.D. House shows how the times of the early Christian church differed little from our own, including the treacherous moral and political waters Christ's saints have always had to navigate with His abiding help. Everything they did and said is applicable to our day, and we are fundamentally no better than them. For instance, the Apostle Paul did not fear the Roman Emperor Nero. He served the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. True followers of Christ should always influence secular rule so that His church can be the beacon on a hill inviting all to come unto Him. Order this powerful testimonial, Pillars of Barabbas by M.D. House, now on Amazon, and feel the inspiring legacy left to us by those faithful followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Folks, I am talking to Mike Lindell. He invented a pillow, a towel, and now he's launching a social media platform that will be secure. I don't mean Maginot Line secure. I mean actually secure. Mike Lindell, you were just talking about that and about the election, so please continue.
Yeah, well, what I want to say is, it's actually a good thing right now. I consider it like this. It's kind of a miracle where we're at right now because of what happened with this election. And I've said it before, the first miracle being the algorithms breaking on election night. They had to stop all the machines and everybody inject votes and flip votes and all that. And then you had the dead people voting and non-residents voting and all those things, and nobody did anything about it. Those were miracles that we get to the point we're at now, to where all this machine fraud and this attack by China was revealed. And here's even more. Since it's happening now with this, with whatever's in power, this administration, if you call it this, everyone, even my, I always ask my Democrat friends, I go, you guys, what are you seeing right now? They go, this isn't what we voted for. This is horrific. That's coming from them, Eric. That's coming from them.
Can you imagine, Mike, how many people are shocked that the Democrats, I mean, how many good Democrat friends of mine are shocked that the Democrats just put in a bill to totally change the Supreme Court? Now, you know what's going to happen. Yeah. Biden is just going to he's just going to kind of sit back. He's not going to stand strongly against this. He's just going to pretend like he's a doddering old man. And guess what? That's not exactly a stretch. He's just going to kind of sit back and let the radical Democrats try to stack the court. And you're right. Nobody voted for that. I mean, I would say almost nobody in America wants all this kind of radical change.
Well, and yeah, the first thing you do when you're on Inauguration Day or whatever, maybe the day after, is you lay off tens of thousands, or you shut down a pipeline and all these union jobs. You go after the unions. I mean, all these jobs. I just talked to so many people, and they're looking for jobs because they lost their jobs there. And then you have, on the same day, you have things like the WHO and the CDC getting together and redefining what the China virus is. If it's now if you come in, you have to make 100% sure they have it, because, boy, things are getting better using six masks and vaccines and trying to make all this stuff up. We're not, number one, what this party has done, this communism coming in, they have not just suppressed our free speech, but they've also, whatever narrative they want to put out there. And that's why this frankspeech.com, that's why it's so important to get this Frank out there. I'm telling everyone out there, they're going, I mean, right away, there isn't even going to be ads or anything. Well, we'll see. But they, right now, I'm not, there's going to be no, you have influencers doing advertising, but I didn't put it up. I spent millions of dollars. I put it up because we have to save this country and get the word out. We have to talk about things again. We have to talk about, is a vaccine good, bad, indifferent? Is there one better than the other?
Or I would even say, really, like, let's say somebody says, I think the vaccine's fine. My question would be, okay, let's say it's fine. So is there a reason for me to get it? I'm healthy. My immune system is strong. Is there a particular reason for me to get it? Or is it just social pressure? I was in a restaurant last night here in New York, and my chair was kind of close to a woman behind me, and she turned around and she says, "Do you have the vaccine? Did you get the vaccine?" I thought, this is getting weird. This is social pressure now that a woman in a restaurant is saying, "Did you get the vaccine?" And I'm like, you know, I don't really discuss my medical issues with strangers, but I thought we're in a weird time. But the key, and this is gets to frankspeech.com, you can't have those conversations on the air without fear of somebody saying, "You can't say that. That's negative. That's false information." We've never had that in America. In America, we have basically policed ourselves. Unless somebody crosses a line really dramatically, people are allowed to argue and put out ideas and go back and forth. The fact that that is being challenged, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you, that's really serious. We cannot have that in America. We have to, we police ourselves. We have free speech. We need to understand what that is. And hopefully frankspeech.com will have some conversations there. At least I will.
Absolutely.
That no one else will be having because they're afraid to have those conversations on places like YouTube or Twitter.
Well, and then you're mocked, like Jimmy Kimmel mocked me on Saturday Night Live. I mean, on his show, I get mocked on Saturday Night Live.
Wait. Is Jimmy Kimmel still on the air?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Really?
It?
Because I thought he got canceled because he did that blackface thing. Because everybody knows he's a big racist. He did that blackface thing. You probably know what I'm talking about. So you're telling me he's still on TV? Is that what you're saying?
Right. And here's what he did. He went into attack mode. He says, "Why is Mike Lindell coming out with freespeech.com?" And then he brought up a thing in the future. I'm going to be doing my store, which we have it connected to MyPillow. And he actually made fun of the products there. These are entrepreneurs, great entrepreneurs in this country, USA made things up there, and he mocked them. He says, "Why would Mike Lindell be doing that?" And then he said, "What is he? Something about being on crack." He says, "It's funny, he still has all his teeth." And, you know,
did he really say that? I actually missed that.
He absolutely said that. He attacked. Now, did he say, "Gee, Mike Lindell quit 10 years ago and has a Lindell Recovery Network helping addicts all over the country?" And he's basically mocking addiction, which is a terrible thing. People have wounds. Shame on you, Jimmy. Shame on you, Jimmy. You had no reason. The whole purpose of him talking was to, I don't even know, to attack free speech. Oh, and then he attacked my policy on freespeech.com. I want everybody to know this.
I want to hang on, Mike. Mike, we're going to go to another break here. This is too important. Okay. We'll devote the next segment to this. I want to tell you folks, I was kidding. I saw the Jimmy Kimmel thing, and I was surprised. It was really nasty. When you're making fun of people who are addicted, he totally crossed the line, and we're going to be right back talking to Mike Lindell. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Mike Lindell. Mike, we were just talking about how Jimmy Kimmel was making fun of you and making fun of mystore.com. And he did not mention use the code Eric. And I was personally offended. Where does he get off not telling his people to use the code Eric when they're going to MyPillow.com, MyStore.com? That's out of line, Kimmel. All right. But he really was kind of mean when he said that you are crack addicted. And I thought, wow, like here you are. Your life was ruined. God delivers you from a crack addiction, and you go on to create this wonderful company and to care about your country and about free speech. And he clearly, you know, it's not easy to make fun of Trump anymore, so he's kind of hammering you.
Yeah,
but I'm very glad he mentioned my Donald the Caveman books, though. I was very blessed.
Well, you know what? You know, he even made fun of, he goes, "It's amazing he has any teeth," meaning me, because of being on crack. And he also made fun of my mustache. He made fun of that. I mean, the guy went into attack mode. What bothered me the most, or actually the only thing that kind of bothered me on the biggest part, was when he talked about Frank's speech, like, what is he even doing this for? And he said, he goes, "Guys, we heard his rules. You can't say the C word, the N word, the F word, or use God's name in vain." And he made fun of that. Like, that's a, you know, what are kids going to get to watch his thing? That's what he said.
Yeah, of course. You know, he makes fun of that because that's his, you know, he lives in a world where not using those words is a big joke because he doesn't care about that. Yeah.
And what we did is we, you know, I said it before, we went back to our founding fathers. What did they define as free speech? And we used some stuff. We had lawyers look at from the you know, Supreme Court cases. Actually, we could suppress and ban stuff all day long, like other channel, you know, things do, like YouTube, Vimeo. Apparently, everybody's free to do whatever they want to knock out free speech. But what we're doing is we're going, what defines free speech? And we're putting it up there. And believe it or not, it's basically comes right to the Bible, biblical principles. You got the Ten Commandments. Well, you're not going to say, I'm going to kill you. You know, you're not going to yell, you know, hey, there's a bomb, and be in the middle of an airport. That's not free speech. Swearing and stuff, using God's name in vain, is not free speech.
Well, calling, you know, yelling out fire in a crowded theater is not free speech. Listen, as soon as you mention the Bible, or as soon as you mention that we cannot use these horrible words, obviously, somebody like Jimmy Kimmel, anybody in that sphere, they're gonna mock you. But when he mocked you for going into this realm, saying, "Oh, why doesn't he just keep doing making pillows?" So he was kind of, you know, he was very dismissive and nasty. But when he said the stuff about this crack addicted, I thought, "Wow, he's got to have friends with substance abuse issues." It surprised me actually that he went.
Well,
there.
I think he's probably had some in his past. I've seen him on some show before, Drink Your Night on TV and stuff. You know, I want to say, you know what he did there though, But he said some comment like, you know, yeah, he was this crack addict. It's a wonder he has a teeth. Somehow he managed to come up with a pillow company. You know, let me tell you, Jimmy, that's the American dream, to be able to do what has happened with My Pillow and a dream that entrepreneurs all over our great country, that they can recover from mistakes they've made. They can go out and come up with an idea and follow that dream. I have 2,500 employees, and all their families rely on, you know, My Pillow. That's Democrat, Republicans, every race we have at My Pillow. And you know, when they see you, like you out there commenting, or like Costco, who just canceled us now for, you know, kind of joined that cancel culture. I mean, these affect jobs. They affect real people, Jimmy. For you out there, you know, him out there making fun and mocking to what? To get a bigger audience. I guess we're giving him the thing of talking about him right now. But I just think it was so shameful, absolutely shameful, that you're going after addiction. Like, that was January 16, 2009, when God gave me grace and freed me from these addictions. And you know what it manifested to? When people learn from their mistakes, we have the Lindell Recovery Network.org. That's helping millions of people, and it's not making money. It doesn't make money. We don't charge money. It's free online help, Mr. Jimmy.
Actually, let's put that address out there, because people do need to know. I know this about you, that you give away a lot of money for causes you believe in, because you really care. You care about people who are addicted. So you started the Lindell Recovery Network.org. LindellRecoveryNetwork.org to bring people out of addiction. This is really serious. And I think, you know, to be fair to Jimmy Kimmel, I think if he really understood what you're doing, it would be harder for him to mock you, because I would like to think that in his heart, he really does believe that if somebody is working to bring people out of addiction, you're not going to use that as a punchline. So LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, this is really serious. People are being delivered from life-destroying addictions at LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. You don't make money from this. You did this out of the goodness of your heart, because you care about these people. Somebody helped you. You want to help people. So,
yeah, and it's free. It's free online help, and everybody should go there. I made it. You know, with using my past and my story to be able to help millions, I mean, that's and it's free. You know, why would you not want to go there? And but yeah, I guess when you try and discredit the founder or the someone that's put it together, you know, I for one thing, too, it's kind of funny, Eric, that back in the day they did a hit piece on me. I think it was, I don't know, the National Enquirer three, four years ago. Maybe it was even further than that. And they said, Mike Lindell's deep, dark past, crack cocaine and all this stuff. Well, they didn't sell many articles because it was old news. I've already told everybody my past. I have the book, What Are the Odds? from crack addict to CEO. It's right out there. So you're basically the only purpose of you. It's not like a shock thing. You're going to shock the people. Your only purpose would be to try and destroy credibility and ruin a great thing over here. For what? I didn't really see the, you know, maybe that's just what he's paid to do. Paid to get an audience, paid to do that, or, you know.
Well, I mean, look, I think that it's interesting because there's always an opportunity, I hope, to reach out across divisions. And you can say we disagree on all kinds of stuff,
right.
But there is no question that Jimmy Kimmel wants to help people get out of addiction. Could there be any question? I don't believe it. I don't think he doesn't care about that. I think he does care about that. Lindell. RecoveryNetwork.org, in case folks, you know anybody who can use that. We'll be right back talking to Mike Lindell.
When a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Mike Lindell. Yeah, you've heard of him. He invented my pillow. He invented some towels. He even invented my slippers. Mike, now everybody I know is talking about my slippers. You don't go to myslippers.com. You go to mypillow.com, but you can get slippers. You just keep putting stuff out there. But we were talking about Jimmy Kimmel making fun of my store. .com,
right.
And making fun of because, oh, they got peanut brittle there and they're selling flags. Like, imagine a rube who would want an American flag when we're such a racist country. I don't know what he was implying by making fun of peanut brittle and American flags. But then I felt honored that he made fun of my Donald the Caveman books. We're just living in bizarre times. But my attitude is that you're over the target if you are being attacked by Jimmy Kimmel because you are trying to do some things. Not many other people are trying to do what you're trying to do. And to create a platform for free speech, frankspeech.com, this is exciting stuff. I mean, I have to believe that some people feel threatened by it.
Oh, yeah, for sure they do, because otherwise you wouldn't see literally hundreds of thousands of people being kicked off of Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo, all these platforms. Where for, you know, this, you go back a year or two and this never happened. You don't go on there. A friend of mine was kicked off for talking about the border
yeah.
For 14 days. He's put in YouTube jail. I mean, this isn't, you know, and then Vimeo just put up a whole list of bullet points of what you cannot talk about on Vimeo and they tell you, we will kick you straight up. Now, straight up. Now, when I went on frankspeech.com, when I went out there and got all my own servers and all this own stuff, I kept asking these IT people and these guys going, is there anything else I can buy to make this the safest, secure, to be able to handle the volume? Well, you could get two of these and four of these. I go, give me six of them and 12 of these. You know, I just
didn't. You're not taking any chances.
You know, I'm not taking any chances. And we don't worry about what Amazon's going to do to us or Apple's going to try to do to us or all these other platforms, or your Googles of the world. Google is just taken over. You know, I can't even buy my own name, Mike Lindell. I can't buy the ad word, Mike Lindell. These are the things that are out there. But everybody's seen what's happening to me out there with, you know, banning of Twitter and Facebook. When I put up absolute proof, they put a shield over it. Zuckerberg from Facebook did, Mark Zuckerberg. He put a face shield over it, said, contains porn. And nudity. This was the.
I'm sure your ratings went through the roof because that's why people go to Facebook.
Right.
Let me ask you, Mike.
Anyway, I want to say this. I want to say this with all these platforms. It's not just Mike Lindell losing that, or you, Eric, or all these other influencers. They went right down to the very smallest person with a podcast and eliminated them. Some of these people, it's a lot of them. That's their whole livelihood. They might have two employees or might be just themselves.
Right.
It's very sad.
No, it's a horrifying thing. And clearly, when you talk about climate, vaccine, border, they are, or election integrity, they seem to be working for the Biden administration. I mean, why would they pick these four things and not only say we have a point of view, but we're going to ban you from discussing it? I can't put this video on YouTube because they're going to say even having Mike Lindell on. So they've knocked me off a number of times. Look, folks, frankspeech.com is coming. We're going to keep you over for a few more minutes, Mike Lindell. Frankspeech.com is coming, and I believe it's going to be the most comfortable social media experience you've ever had. We'll be right back.
Amen.